It's been 74 years since American audiences followed the yellow brick road on the big screen in The Wizard of Oz. Nearly four decades before the Technicolor film made its debut, a storytelling dad wrote the book that's become an American legend.
It's really a story of how Dorothy came to be this iconic character that was actually born in 1900 from the pen of L. Frank Baum. And it's now 2013, and this show is still being produced all over the country.
Carrie Graber is a documentary producer from New York. Her latest endeavor centers squarely on the goings-on in Oz. It's called Rediscovering Dorothy. Yes, that Dorothy, who manages to save her lackluster male counterparts by defeating the Wicked Witch of the West with a splash.
I'm melting! Melting! Oh, what a world! What a world! Who would have thought a good little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness?
How was it in 1900 that L. Frank Baum wrote a story about a little girl who went on a hero journey? In 1900, women in the United States did not have the vote. They couldn't own property. They had no claim to their children in the case of a divorce. They were considered chattel and property.
Graber credits Baum's in-laws for encouraging his girl-powered book. She says his mother-in-law, Matilda Jocelyn Gage, toiled for women's rights alongside suffragists like Susan B. Anthony. Baum's wife was one of the first women to attend Cornell.
So this was a very progressive family that he was part of, and the women were strong and outspoken and were saying to him, you know, this is the way it should be. And he loved the family, and he loved his mother-in-law. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people find that a strange situation. But in the long run, when he wasn't successful in Aberdeen, and then they finally moved to Chicago, and he was selling china, going on the road and writing a book about designing displays in store windows. And it was Matilda Jocelyn Gage who said to him, "Frank, you have to write down these stories you tell your children."
South Dakota's connection to the famous author lies in 3 years in the late 1800s, when Baum made his home in the northeast part of the state.
L. Frank Baum lived in Aberdeen for 3 years, and his mother-in-law, Matilda Jocelyn Gage, used to come in the winter from upstate New York to live with them in the winter in Aberdeen, which, yeah, you kind of want to say, if anything I could ask her, I'd say, why would you come to Aberdeen in the winter?
Graber has license to ask that question because she's also experienced the bone-chilling cold of the Great Plains. Graber went to college in Chicago and settled with her husband in New York, but she grew up in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Those links are part of what she calls a tornado of connections, pun very much intended. Graber's teamed up with the woman who created a foundation for Matilda Jocelyn Gage's legacy, so she isn't taking on the challenge of rediscovering Dorothy alone.
We had a mutual friend who introduced us at a bar in New York City, and when she walked in the door, we looked at each other, and we just knew that's who we were. We had our Midwestern roots came through.
The collaborator's name is Sally Rush Wagner, and she's also from Aberdeen.
Through Sally, I have met the descendants of Matilda Jocelyn Gage and L. Frank Baum, and they're wonderful people. They are all very concerned about social justice, and the ones I've met, and they're warm, wonderful people.
While the story of the journey to the Emerald City literally runs in that family's blood, Graber says The Wizard of Oz is in our DNA.
To me, the largest common denominator in the United States is The Wizard of Oz. I challenge you to now start watching every day for how many references you will see to either the movie, the music. You'll see a cartoon. You'll hear somebody that did something and they'll use an Oz quote. It's just out there.
Graber wants people to know that Dorothy isn't an accidental heroine, and the Yellow Brick Road is more than mortar and clay. She says it's a roadmap for equality.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Follow the yellow brick road.